Craig Robinson joins us on Sports Byline. In his sixth season at Oregon State, and this year's team returns four starters, 13 lettermen, including six seniors. And, you know, Craig, when I think about it, we talk every year. Does it feel like it's been 6 years that you've been coaching up there?
Yeah, no, it sure doesn't, Ron. Every time I hear it, I get a pause in my step because it doesn't feel like I've been here for 6 years. But I guess that means I'm having fun.
You know, the cupboard was pretty bare basketball-wise up at Oregon State. And I'm just wondering, as you took it over and looked at the rebuilding job that needed to be done, tell me where we are in rebuilding Oregon State basketball.
Well, you know, Ron, I think we're at the point where now each year we've got a chance to compete in the conference. And is a great tribute to my staff and the university and what we've been able to do in the, over the last 5 years. I was talking to our athletic director just yesterday, and we were talking about the level of talent we've been able to attract to Corvallis over the last 5 years. It's probably the best in a long time. And that makes us feel good. And it also, like I said, gives us a chance to compete.
You know, as I look at the Pac-12, while you come on and are trying to improve Oregon State, it seems like the rest of the conference is taking a step forward as well. It must be hard to try to play catch-up when you were down. The program was down so much.
Yeah, it is tough. But, you know, what I tell everyone when we talk about these situations and we talk about the conference, all of these jobs are tough. I mean, coaching Division I in an elite conference like the Pac-12, everybody has a hard job. Everybody's got challenges. And, you know, we're just another one of those teams. So, you know, you're right. I think the conference has taken a step up, but that's good. That you know, the better the conference is, the better it is for all of us, and the better the opportunity we have. Because if you're beating a team that's ahead of you, that's likely to be a team that could be ranked.
One thing I do know is facilities come into play a lot in the recruiting process, and I understand you've just developed and have a brand new facility up there.
We do. We've got a new basketball practice facility that sort of we're hoping it evens the playing field from a facility standpoint. It was a long time coming here, and it's one of the reasons why we've been able to attract some of the talent we have. I think these young high school players are starting to understand that Oregon State feels that athletics, basketball in particular, are really important.
I know 2 years ago in your fourth season, the Beavers went on to win 20 games that season. And then last year, something happened. What was it? What didn't come about last year that made you kind of step back a little bit?
Well, it's pretty easy, Ron. It wasn't a big secret. You know, we lost Angus Brandt, who was our starting center and probably our best returning player, along with Roberto Nelson, last year to a season-ending ACL injury. Daniel Gomez, who was another 6'10 player, was out with a broken leg. And then last year we were all set to have Jared Cunningham have a senior year with us, and he developed and played so well, he ended up going in the first round of the draft. So, you know, we were just a bit undermanned. And having said that, you know, we lost seven games by 5 points or less.
I mentioned about 13 lettermen, including six seniors. Does that give you some leadership you'd like to have?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we just finished practice today, and certain parts of it almost run itself when you've got a team full of veterans. And, you know, we're looking for leadership from Roberto Nelson and Angus Brandt, certainly, but Devon Collier, Charlie Barton, Eric Moreland, all of those guys are playing a big part in the leadership of this team.
You know, it's interesting. As I watched you all play last year, you certainly had guys that could go up and down the court. You certainly had guys that could shoot and spot up any place on the floor. But it seems like to me you really need that solid point guard to distribute the ball, control the tempo of the game. Am I correct in that observation?
We do. And we did, and the guy who's going to answer the bell this year is Charlie Barton. I think he's that piece that we need, and as he goes, we go. So once we get going here, we'll really, people will see what a good point guard he is.
When you look around college basketball, Craig, and you've been doing this for a long time, you played the game. You know, we saw how the game evolved away from the big guy and more to the perimeter. Is at college, at the college level, is that point guard probably the most important person on the court?
You know, if you don't have one of those big guys that you can go to, yes, he is. I think the college game is certainly a guard's game and a guard-oriented game. And you know what I've noticed, Ron, is a lot of three-guard offenses. You know, a lot of teams are playing with, you know, a 6-foot guard and a 6'3" guard and a 6'4" guard, and then two big players. So, yeah, I think the point guard position might be the most important position in college basketball.
And Craig, correct me if I'm wrong. I think with the smaller lineup or the three guard lineup, you have more flexibility about what you can run on offense. If you have a big guy, you almost have to run everything through him. Do you not?
You do, especially the way that big kids are being taught to play these days. There aren't many real low post guys.
Well, I can understand how that could change and make it difficult on a coach not to have, you know, the three guards that you need to have.
Right. I like our freshmen. We've got a couple of freshman guards who I think are going to play a lot to go along with Charlie and Roberto, and then we've got a couple of sophomores coming back who play the guard position, so we should be okay.
And, you know, when you get those young guys, you get them into your system, they understand what you want, they're able to meld together at a young age. When you get them out to be seniors or even juniors, that's going to be a very good team. I like what I'm seeing up there at Oregon State.
Thank you. Yeah, we really feel like we're building a program, so we've got a nice flow in the roster, and as long as we can keep getting the talent that can compete in the conference, I like our chances too.
You know, I'm looking at some numbers, and maybe I'm not reading them right, but it said the free throw percentage was 67% last year. Was that right?
Yes. Yeah, we were atrocious from the foul line, and you know, you can't win close games. I mean, there's a perfect example of how you lose the close games we lost last year. You know, not being able to get stops and not making your foul shots down the stretch. It's hard to beat anybody, let alone good teams in our conference.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, that's a shot, the foul shot, that you're uncontested, you're a relatively short distance away from the basket. It must drive you and any coach crazy when the team, especially when you mentioned about how many games you lost by 5 points or less.
Yeah, it is. It's tough because it's one of those things you can't coach. I mean, if a guy wants to be a good foul shooter, he has to get in the gym and take enough foul shots so that he becomes a good foul shooter. And there's not much a coach can do to help a guy other than help him with the technical aspects of his shot. But if you want to make foul shots, you got to get in the gym and make them. You know, that's a point of emphasis for us this season.
We only have 2 minutes left, Craig, but I'm just wondering, when you look over the landscape of college coaching at the basketball level, we see what's happening in football and how things are changed. What are we seeing in college basketball from your perspective?
Well, from actually on the court, I think we touched on it a little bit. You're going to see guards dominating college basketball, continue to dominate college basketball. I think off the court, you know, I think we're all in for an interesting time with the case that's going through court now about using a player's likenesses in video games. That's going to have, that potentially could have a landscape-changing effect on college sports in general. But I enjoy the college sport, football, basketball, of course, but all the other sports. I mean, to be able to earn a profession, interacting, teaching, coaching young people, it's humbling, and it's an honor to be able to do it.
I remember doing Pac-10 games when it was Pac-10 in football, and I remember Oregon State used to be kind of a doormat. Now that is not the case, nationally ranked. Has there been a carryover? Do people understand that it takes time to build programs after what happened with Oregon State football, and now they're trying to do it in basketball?
Yeah, I think so. I think President Ray and Bob DeCarolis, our AD, both understand how long it takes to sort of dig your way out of the hole that we were in. I feel like I've got time. But, you know, like I said about this business, everybody's got a tough job. So, you know, ultimately you have to win. We've got to continue to keep improving and make sure we're getting enough W's.
Craig, I always enjoy our yearly conversations, and when you bring the team down to take on Stanford and Cal, I hope we can get together and talk a little basketball and just spend some time. And tell everybody what the name of your book was that came out, because it's an excellent book.
Oh, thanks, Ron. It's A Game of Character, and it was written as sort of a love letter to my parents and talking about the people who were involved in my development, from my father all the way to Coach Kirill and to President Obama himself.
Craig, take care. I'll talk to you soon, Coach.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Craig Robinson in his 6th year at Oregon State. We continue with Sports Byline.